The winds are getting stronger. I've never seen a storm so fierce. And to think, there wasn't a cloud in the sky this morning. Let's finish gathering here and return home as soon as possible. How much have you collected?
Plenty. My sack of food is already half full. How's the firewood coming?
Slowly. My sack of firewood is half empty.
Very funny.
Anything to make you smile, dear sister? You know I can't help it. Seize the moment whenever I can. Freya? Freya, what is it?
Up there, in the clouds. Do you see it?
No. Wait. Yes. There it is. It looks like some kind of contraption with wings. Only it's not flying. It's falling. Falling deeper into the forest. Let's go. Down there, in the ravine. By the gods. It's a bloodbath.
The dead. They are human. Men, women, children.
I'm sure they didn't suffer. Sit down, Freya. I will take a look around. Poor humans. Crushed, ripped apart. For some, there's hardly anything left to bury. Wait a minute. This human's body remains intact. Still breathing. How is that possible? Freya! A human still lives.
May I see? Completely unharmed. May I hold the human?
Of course.
Thank you. Astrid, were it not for us, this poor soul would have woken up to this horrific sight. All alone. Or worse. Who knows what creatures would be drawn to the dead?
You're right. Let us be on our way. I do not wish to linger here. Be careful with the human.
Sister, come here. Their eyes are opening.
Hello, little one.
Shh. It's okay. Don't be afraid. You're safe here. You were in a terrible accident. My sister and I have brought you to our home. We've been watching over you while you slept. We mean you no harm. That's it. Relax. Let your body rest. Let it sink into me. Good. Very good.
As I predicted, waking up on your lap startled the human.
Well, yes, but it was for the best. I wouldn't want my friend here to panic, run away, and get injured.
Perhaps we should make a cage.
Astrid.
I apologize, human. We would never do that. Rest assured. You're very much our guest, not our prisoner.
Thank you. Please don't squander my efforts to put the little one at ease. Your jests can wait.
You're right. How are you feeling, human? Are you in any kind of pain? None whatsoever. Not even a headache. Astonishing. When we found you, you didn't have so much as a scratch. Your fellow humans were not so fortunate. Yes, I'm afraid so. Only you survived. Everyone else is gone. Were any members of your family or friends among the victims? Well, I suppose that's some good news. As tragic as today was, there is comfort in knowing that everyone you care for is safe at home. Tell me, what's the last thing you remember? You were in the airplane. The storm shook everything. The plane lost control. You lost consciousness as you were falling. Nothing else? Very well. In that case, allow me to introduce myself. You may have already guessed, but I am Astrid. And the woman who has been holding you so very close is my sister, Freya.
Are you comfortable, little one? Good, good. Now, how may I further assist you? Is there anything you need? You have questions. I'm more than happy to provide whatever answers I can. What would you like to know? How are we so big? Well, we're giants. I can't really tell you how. We just are. Have you never seen one of us before? You only heard about us in stories. Like a story told by a traveler. Stories that aren't real. Interesting. Well, as you can see, this is very real. You are here, safe, under my care, for as long as you need, for as long as you desire. Where are you? You are in our home. We live in a large cave that stretches far underground. If you look around, you'll see we've placed torches all over, so it isn't dark. Are there dangerous creatures here? No, not anymore. Before my sister and I made this our home, we ventured out deep into the caves. Any creatures who posed a threat were slain. After that, we searched thoroughly and found where they all made their nests. It's just us here now. Yes, we're safe from the creatures on the surface as well. You see that opening up there? That's the only way in or out of here. At the very top is a path to the cave's entrance. It's a small climb for me and my sister, but a very big drop for most. That sort of fall would severely injure just about any intruder. See? You're safe. What else would you like to know? What do we do for food? Well, it just so happens my sister and I have this sack which holds plenty of fruit. We're more than happy to share with you. Are we vegetarians? No, we're not. Why do you ask? Just wondering. You're a very curious one.
We have never eaten a human, nor have we had any desire to, if that's your real question.
No, 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 little one. It will never come to that. You have my word. My sister and I wouldn't dream of it. Well, no. Not all giants are friendly to humans.
You see, human, our kind are not unanimous in our feelings toward humans. There are those who find humans repulsive, an insect to be stomped and disposed of. Others see humans as prey to be hunted. Then, there are those who believe humans deserve to be left in peace. No. At least, I've never known a human to be taken as a slave. I can't imagine what kind of manual labor a human can provide for a giant. How many of us are there? Unlike any species, there's a sizable population. However, my sister and I have chosen to settle in a more secluded part of the forest. You could travel in any direction for many miles and not encounter any strangers. This area of the forest is mostly populated by wild animals. It makes for perfect hunting grounds. That being said, we've met some drifters from time to time. Who? To name a few, there's been a vampire, a real gentleman, a sorcerer, who mostly kept to himself, and my personal favorite, an orc. I could tell by the way he kept eyeing me up. He was out for blood. He didn't try anything. He was all alone. I simply stood my ground, crossed my arms, and waited for him to make a move. He went on his merry way. Yes, vampires, sorcerers, and orcs. Have you only heard of such beings in made-up stories as well? I see. What other creatures have you only heard of in stories? Werewolves, mermaids, and ghouls. We have something in common, human. I too have only heard of ghouls and mermaids in stories. I have never laid eyes upon either. What are werewolves like? We've met a few packs many years ago. Some peaceful, some aggressive. I don't know if they eat humans or turn them into werewolves. We never got well acquainted with one another.
Most do not wish to know us, little one. During the years my sister and I spent drifting from place to place, they would take one look at us and flee. Many times we pretended to not see those who hid from us, to avoid any trouble. Thank you, little one. But it doesn't matter how nice we are. Our size is enough for many to see us as a threat and nothing more. No desire to be friends. The last time anyone wished to be around us, well, that is a day I wish to forget. This day, however, is one I wish to never forget. Spending this time with you has been delightful.
You feel the same. Thank you. You don't know how much that means to me. Are you hungry, little one? Would you like something to eat? You are thirsty. Let's get you some water. Oh, no, don't get up. Keep resting. Astrid, would you be so kind? Of course.
Forgive me for staring, little one. It feels like a lifetime since my sister and I had pleasant company such as yourself. I cherish these moments. I just wish meeting you didn't come at the cost of so many lives. I am sorry. I will try not to dwell on the day's tragic events any longer. Happy thoughts. You being here with me, right now, is a blessing.
I hope you don't mind, human. This is the smallest container I could find for water. It's nearly twice your size.
Not to worry. I will hold our friend close enough to drink from the bucket. I'm just going to wrap one hand around your legs and the other around your stomach and just gently lower you to the water. Perfect. Have you had enough? Great. Let me set you down. Do you need anything else?
What's wrong, human? You've gone quiet. You have a request? Speak freely. Help you find a way out of the forest. No need to apologize. You haven't offended me. I understand. You nearly lost your life today and have woken up in unfamiliar surroundings. If it were me, I would want to be back home safe and sound. Yes, I'm more than willing to help you. However, there is one problem. Let's have a look outside.
Come, little one. Step into my hands. I'm going to place you on my shoulder now. There we go. Hold tight.
The winds have gotten stronger since we found you. And with the rain pouring down as it is, it's going to be very difficult to see. My sister and I will help you in any way we can once the storm is over. I understand you're very eager to begin your journey home. The look on your face says it all. I don't want you to go out there, but I am a woman of my word. You're not a prisoner here. If you want to leave and take your chances out there, then I wish you good luck. What is your choice?